Resting.
Resting. Hmm. Sudah malu.
Ada tu pecah.
Resting is good in this case.
Yes.
Resting. Maybe I can read some nice news, Srila Prabhupada.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like that? This is a very nice report, Srila Prabhupada, from Peru. Dr. Kapoor said anyone would fall in love with it at first sight.
Wonderful getup.
Wonderful. This is a new edition of 10th Canto that has just come out.
15 pictures in it.
Yeah. Find some illustrations from the very beginning, I think. Start it here.
I think you excel all other publishers in this article.
Now, these are Spanish publications. We were just reading. These are the books that they were distributing, that they were talking about. Christian book in Spanish. Three parts. There's also a Spanish note that came.
It's in the other room, I think.
Which other languages have you translated to Prabhupada's books in? French?
Well, there's 27 languages. French, German, Spanish, Portuguese, Dutch, Swedish.
All the books are translated?
No, gradually, one by one. This is Dwarkesh. He's in charge of the translating department for East Europe. Which language is he here?
Russian and Hungarian.
Russian, Hungarian.
But then there are others translating to Yugoslavian, Polish, Czechoslovakian.
He has preached in some of those countries already. Right?
Now Bhagavad Gita in Arabic also, isn't it?
Arabic. Just come out. Chinese, Japanese. 27 languages all together. One by one they're being translated. Some are doing, of course, the German, Spanish, French, Portuguese, Italian. These are main languages. And Hindi. These books are going quicker, the translation.
Sarvatra Pracharita Dhammarna.
Should I finish reading this report, Srila Prabhupada?
It's a miracle that is happening, Prabhupada.
Yeah.
There's another report from Africa. Should I read it? It says, the Sankirtan movement in the dark continent. This was written by Jalakar and Shamlal. Shamlal is a Bengali devotee, Srila Prabhupada. You may remember him from Calcutta. He's gone to Africa to preach, and he and this other boy, Jalakar, traveled together all over Africa. What, Srila Prabhupada?
Yesterday, some prominent monk, Dalmia. Who came?
Dalmia was here, Ramkrishna Bajaj, Shima Narayan, and some gentleman from Oroville Society was here to see you. I think they were participating in that conference, Gita.
Yes, I was also invited. I'm sorry I couldn't come because my wife was badly ill.
Dr. Kapoor could not attend. His wife was very ill, he said. He couldn't attend the conference. Srila Prabhupada, maybe you should rest now a little bit.
Yes.
Okay.
I should go back before they rush to work.
I'm tired.
What?
Srila Prabhupada, would you like to take some nice pomegranate juice? Be very good.
Any difficulties?
Everything to be done.
This is a gradual recovery, Srila Prabhupada. And we can't expect suddenly, you know, that overnight there'll be recovery. I feel finally that we've understood a little bit what has been the difficulty. I really think this Kaviraj has had a little understanding like that. And, you know, I think that this Ayurvedic medicine can affect a gradual change for the better. Let us try. We're trying now. We are patient. If you will be patient also, then I think we'll see a good change. Is that all right?
What can we do?
Do you feel better, Srila Prabhupada?
No, not yet.
Any more strength?
No, but the strength is not supposed to come yet.
No?
You shouldn't expect strength yet. Because strength can't come unless you eat. There's no reason for him to feel strong because he isn't eating it. The Kaviraj explained that in order for Prabhupada to be able to eat, first of all, the liver and the kidneys have to be properly
healed. Then automatically there'll be appetite. And if there's appetite, then probably